on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Dage is out.
I'm Tom Cruise.
In this world.
No, you can be Goose this time.
There is no way. First of all, Goose is tall and lanky, just like you. Maverick is short and muscular, just like me.
No, get out of here. He's not hairy. Hey, you know what? Just because you have fake Ray-Bans doesn't mean you get to be Tom Cruise every time.
I am always Tom Cruise. You are my co-pilot, all right? You're my eyes in the back, and you're the one that dies. You're the one that dies.
You always get to be Tom Cruise.
Yeah, always. That's the way it's always going to be. When I take a vacation day, you get to be Tom Cruise.
Yeah. You know what? You just go ahead and jump on Oprah's couch and just be all weird and crazy then.
I will, because I'm Tom Cruise.
Right. Sweet. So I get to die every time. Cool.
Every time. But I pay tribute to you by throwing your dog tags into the ocean.
Yeah. That doesn't do anything for me.
And then I'm pretty sure I end up sleeping with your widow. I'm almost positive.
Son of a bitch. That's why I want to be Tom Cruise. It's my turn.
You are always going to be Goose. Always. It just makes sense.
We'll rock, paper, scissors for it.
No. No. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm Tom Cruise. You're whatever that other guy's name is. We don't even know his name. That's
just because you're vertically challenged doesn't mean that you get to be Tom Cruise every damn time.
I am Tom Cruise. Don't you forget it. Watch out. Watch out for the cockpit cover when we eject. You're gonna hit it.
I can't wait for the new movie. I'm gonna be somebody cooler. Tom Cruise is gonna be like the second guy in that movie.
Your character is gonna be a tombstone. That's what it's gonna be. I always tell this. It's super funny. I might have told you. Speaking of Top Gun, because it is one of my all time favorite movies. And in Kiki's Wedding Vows. There's a part in there.
She
said, "I'll always be the Goose to your Maverick."
Oh, God.
You know, bless her heart, she was trying, and I appreciate it. But I'm pretty sure at that point, my one buddy Zach leaned over to my other buddy Dwight and's like, "Doesn't Goose die in the movie?"
He's dead. This might be funny. Somebody in the back. He's dead.
Wait a minute.
Oh. Wait a second.
Goose dies halfway through.
She yells back, did he have life insurance?
Oh, good stuff. Anyway, I digress. I'm Tom Cruise, your Goose, or whatever that guy's name is, and we gotta do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, I do not have one.
Let's do the one I just said. That was a good one, I thought.
It works, yeah. So Hunter had this one. It's Karenception?
Karenception. I was texting with Sam a little bit, and I already know what it is, so I can't guess. So he was saying he knows a Karen who is bitching about Karens, and I just responded to him. I'm like, oh, it's Karenception.
Karenception. I like that. Karenception is when a Karen complains about people acting like a Karen.
Karen. Wait a second.
Hold
You're
on.
A Karen, though.
Hold on a second. I like that one.
Let me go spin my top for a second to figure out what's going on.
If you're a Karen complaining about Karens, it's Karenception. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Karenception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good one. That's perfect. Perfect, especially in the day and age we're living in. There's a lot of Karenceptions going on because there's a lot of Karens that don't realize that they're being a Karen.
They're Karens.
And then they're Karening about Karens. Too many Karens. All right, there you go.
A lot of them.
That's your dumb vocabulary.